A group of young Indigenous children have created a new primary school resource titled Our Land, Our Stories, representing the history and culture of Indigenous Australia's unofficial school curriculums. Craig Ritchie is the CEO of IATSIS, the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. He told The Wire's Heloise Vias that the resource shares items acquired by IATSIS over the 51 years of the organisation's existence.
A collection of culture and heritage related material that's unlike anything else in the world. So it includes things like photographs, moving images, video, film, audio, publications, a whole bunch of records that have been built up over the years. And what we really wanted to do was to make sure that that wasn't just information or knowledge or items that are cared for but never see the light of day. And so the real guts of this was, how can we make the knowledge about our mob more available to people? And particularly, how can we make sure that the next generation of Australians, our kids, are not just listening to the tired old stereotypes that non-Aboriginal people have about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And having said that, the creation of this resource definitely gives a chance for Aboriginal kids to see themselves represented in the books they're studying. But more importantly, it's also a wake-up call for other students present in classrooms that have always been taught stereotypical messages through what they're learning.
That is absolutely right. Look, it's absolutely critical that our kids do see themselves represented in positive ways that reflect the reality of our lives as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but they see themselves in the curriculum because that sends a really important message about education and learning. I have a very strong view that education and learning are a thoroughly Aboriginal thing to be engaged in. We've always been learners, we've always been scholars, we've always been students. So that's really important. But as you say, really critical that non-Indigenous kids are able to get a really good, solid grasp of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia told from our point of view, rather than just a non-Indigenous academic who happens to think something, or, as you say, the various kind of stereotypes that many people sadly still have about us and our communities.
Can you tell me a bit more about what kind of content is included in this new course?
Well, it's anchored around the name of the series, Our Land, Our Stories. And so it takes a beginning point around Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's relationships to the land. The whole set of resources covers off lower, middle and upper primary, teacher resource books, big books for, you know, reading to kids in classroom settings, and 45 kind of card systems for each stage. And they have links. The paper resources have links that take people to online video, audiovisual resources. So it's about 450 items from out of the IATSIS collection. Mostly photographs, audio, video, through the links that are in the documents. It tells the story of significant people. So there's some biography material from, you know, some prominent Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And overall, more than 35 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people contributed their stories to this material, which is really important.
And just lastly, Craig, how has the response been like in the community so far?
We did a state-based launch in Redfern at the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence a few months ago. And the national launch was with the Education Minister at Parliament House the other day. It's early days, but everybody that sees it is wowed by it. And we're looking forward to this resource being in every Australian school and all Australian primary school students having access to it. So, as I say, early days, but really positive signs so far.
And this is definitely going to be a great change in the currently existing primary school curriculum.
For sure. I mean, one of the things that we know is that people haven't been really teaching Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander issues and stories in classrooms because teachers in particular feel like they don't have the right resources to do it, so they don't want to make a mistake. Well, finally, we'll be able to give them some of the kind of resources they need to confidently engage with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures, heritage, our stories, and to give every Australian access to the full history of the country, which is 65,000 years old, not just 250.
Craig Ritchie, CEO at the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, IATSIS, speaking to The Wire's Heloise Vias about Our Land, Our Stories, a new series representing the history and culture of Indigenous Australians in the official school curriculum.